big news, and this might surprise a few people, but for the first time, I'm announcing officially that right now, I am a full-time university student. I've gone back to university, I've gone back to school, I'm a full-time student, and I'm studying law at the Open University. I didn't want to announce this when I first started, because I thought, am I even going to be able to keep doing it? Am I going to quit real quick? But I've been doing it 7 months now, and I'm really enjoying it. And I thought I'd share in this YouTube video to you guys why I'm studying at university, why I chose law, and how it's been right now. Because it's interesting, because most people go to university in order to get a job. So they finish school, they go to uni, and then they aim to get a job in the hope to then make money. Whereas for me, obviously I'm not doing this to try and help me get a job. I don't even want to be a lawyer. That's not the intention. Another interesting statistic is only 16% of people that go to law school actually end up becoming lawyers at all. That's actually a lot less than my students. When I'm teaching property, people that go through my academy, which is like the equivalent of university, 16%, we have a far higher. We have 86% at the last graduation that ended up becoming professionals in property, making money in property. So I guess it goes to show how good what I'm doing is being at uni. But also, uni is not bad. I'm having a fantastic time at university. I'm doing my assignments, I'm staying up late, and I wanted to talk about why I'm at university and why I flunked out of school at 16, became a multimillionaire, clearly don't need to be at uni, clearly don't need the qualifications, but now age 34, decided to go back to school, first time being in formal education for about 18 years, and why I'm doing it. Well, the first reason I'm doing it is because everything boils down to law. And in property, everything is all about the law. Now, at the moment, I know quite a bit about property law and business law and corporate law. I know quite a bit about it from personal experience. But I just want to be so sharp. I want to be able to talk from a place of not just experience, but also textbook, horse's mouth, case law. This is right, this is wrong. Because there's so many people even in the education space, the property education space now, I'm talking, which is unregulated. I'm talking YouTube. There's so many people on YouTube that talk about things that aren't true. I mean, I'll give you an example. This is kind of what ignited my appetite to study law, which was compliance. Let me talk about compliance. There's so many people saying, to be a deal sourcer, you need the property ombudsman, you need PRS, you need indemnity insurance, you need, if you want to do rent to rents, if you want to do that, you know, and they just talk as if they know what they're talking about, but it's actually nonsense. And I had a hunch that it was nonsense. And I spoke to my lawyer said, yeah, and I thought, let me really study. Let me go right to the, and it ended up me going to law school full time. That and some other stuff. And in the property education space, there tends to be two types of people, right? We've got the property bros who don't talk about compliance, don't talk about the law. It's just like, let's just make money. And there's no mention of being legal and reading contracts carefully, nothing. But then you've also got over here, the other extreme, the compliance cult gang. They're the people that just make up rules, add extra red tape. Or because they want to cover themselves, they say, yes, you need this, because they're just trying to cover themselves. And I wanted to be able to help people make money quickly, effectively, efficiently, but also make sure that they're not doing anything that is not just illegal, but also potentially breaking rules, breaking regulations. So I didn't want to just learn the law. I wanted to have a stronger, sharper mind, a mind of a lawyer. Because I'm not only investing in property and making deals happen every day myself, but I'm also actively mentoring and training students who are growing multi-million pound property portfolios. I'm advising day to day on deals, structuring companies, giving guidance on pension funds. Obviously, I can't give legal advice. I'm not FCA regulated, but I'm giving people a lot of guidance and helping them structure their businesses. And I want to know the legal framework inside and out. I don't think it's enough anymore for me to just say, oh, I've done it myself. I know what I'm talking about. I need to know why it works legally and when it doesn't. And let's be real. If you care about money, you also have to care about tax. And people that don't understand the tax laws are the people that get screwed by HMRC's deliberate, extremely complex complex tax laws. And they make them complex on purpose so that the poor and middle class don't understand them. So by default, they just pay the taxes. But the people that make the rules are the same people that make a lot of money in property and also mitigate very large tax bills. And I'm constantly shocked when speaking to people who seem to be successful in the property space, certainly known in the property space, and they think tax is something you just send to your accountant once a year. Anybody who ever says, I just leave that to my accountant, is not actually rich. That is not how rich people run their businesses. It's certainly not how I run my businesses. You don't leave how much tax you pay to your accountant. I've never heard anything so crazy in my entire business profession. You have to find the ways to reduce the tax bill. Then sell the concept to your accountant, make them understand it, and they might laugh and say, oh, it's clever, but that loophole is now closed. But I rate the way your mind thinks. Okay, fine. Or they might say, that's clever. Leave it with me. You need to understand business and tax law better than your accountant, believe it or not. And you need to understand the law and that tax is law and all the other laws. You can't leave it. Yes, you need professional people around you, but you can't just leave it. Abrogate all responsibility. That's how people wind up broke. Honestly, I've never met a rich person that isn't on it when it comes to the different areas of the law. This is a game, and you better get good at the game. And I'm still learning, 100%. You'll never hear me say, though, oh, I just leave that to my accountant. I don't know. Because I make too many millions to let somebody else choose how much tax I should pay. I want to know the law, all of it. Capital allowances, the use of pension funds, owning through companies, mitigating inheritance tax, stamp duty structuring. This is all very small aspect, but this is all law. And most property investors are either too cautious, they never make any moves, or too stupid that they make moves but lose money. And yes, you need action, but you know what you also need? Knowledge. And knowledge is what? Knowledge is the law. If you're not reading legal packs fluently, checking for restrictive covenants, understanding overages, title boundaries, ransom strips. If you're not confident negotiating a lease option agreement with the law behind you, then you're not a deal maker, you're a gambler. And property investment is a business where wealth is transferred from the uneducated, i.e. the stupid, to the educated, i.e. the trained. And don't get me wrong, I've made many millions in property, but I've also lost millions as well. The wins have made me wealthy, but it's the losses that have actually made me a good mentor and a good teacher today. People ask me, if your training is so good, why only £10? Because I want to help serious people. £10 proves you're a bit committed. And in return, I'll show you how to start making money in UK property, even without buying a property. Book now, because seats will go fast. And this £10 offer will not last long. Most people studying at university, they don't have the life experience of business, property, or law in general. Me, on the other hand, I've been to court many times running my business. 9 times out of 10, I'm the claimant, not the defendant. Richard Branson, interestingly said, and he, by the way, Richard Branson, I've met him a couple of times. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And he said that he typically has 100 court cases going on at any given time. With success does come legal battles, such as having to sue people that try and defame you. And I've firsthand experienced having to do this. I've also had to press charges against internet trolls. I've seen them leave the courtroom with a criminal record because of their unwanted communications to me and my family. We live in an imperfect world. And if you are going to build anything of real worth, you have to learn how to defend it, fight to protect it. You must know the law to build, but also to protect. And at this point, for me, I'm not just trying to build wealth in my business, in my career. I'm trying to protect my wealth, protect my reputation, protect my customers, protect myself personally, because ignorance is not bliss. You can make a mistake. Look at some of the people that have made mistakes. Look at Shakira. Shakira, the singer, who didn't pay enough tax, and she just said, oh, I just left it to my accountant. Yeah. And then what happened? She almost had to go to prison and faced massive fines. So that's what happens when you say, I'll leave it to my accountant. That's what happens when you don't study the law. That's what happens when you think, oh, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. You must study the law. And if you're going to learn about something as complex and important as wealth creation and property investment, oh, I think it makes sense to study from somebody that also knows the law. So should you study at university? Go study law right now? Probably not. I would suggest get rich first. Because before going to uni, I became a multimillionaire from property investing, business, having mentors that had made real money. I think this is probably a better first step, in my opinion, because you won't learn to become rich going to university. But you can learn the intricacies of law that will help you preserve, protect, and have a cutting edge above others. I'm actually shocked, though, how doable it is studying full-time at law. I'm doing about 20 hours a week. And here's how I do it. I'm going to give you a quick overview of my average day now, because some people might be thinking, "How you're a full-time university student, does that mean that you're no longer going to be making YouTube videos? Does that mean you're not going to be buying properties? You're no longer going to be running the academy?" Absolutely not. Here's my average day. Get up at 7 o'clock. Normally, first hour of my day is working out, do a bit of boxing, a bit of cardio. Then I plan my day. And then 9 o'clock in the morning, bang, full business mode. And I'll normally work from 9 till about 7 p.m. And that's like, for me, my average working day. In that time, I do run all my businesses, run all my YouTube videos, run my academies, manage my hotels, do my deals. Everything happens between around about 9 and 7. 7 o'clock in the evening, I will have some downtime for a couple of hours, wife, kids, dinner, chill out for a couple hours. Then between 9 and 10, me and my wife will just relax for a bit, go to the bedroom, put something on, whatever, have an hour of protected time with my wife. At 10 o'clock, she falls asleep, and that's my time to do my university work. So 10 o'clock till 2, 10 till 2, 4 hours, I'll study, do my assignments, my exams, read the books that I need to read. And I do that 5 to 6 times a week, which is about 20 hours or so every week. Sunday, switch off. Normally on Sunday, I just sleep throughout most of the day. Go to the gym, go to church, hang out with my academy members and some friends, go for a walk, but sleep a lot on a Sunday. And that is my pretty much average working week. So is it possible to study full-time at university whilst also running a business? Yes. Is it possible to run a business and have a family and have 4 kids and go to university and run a YouTube channel? Yes. It's not about how many hours you work. It's about what you do in those hours, I think. And also, I do take quite a lot of holidays. I have quite a lot of breaks. But pretty much the general working week is full on, and every minute counts. But you know what? I love every second, and I don't see it as a chore. I don't see it as work. When I started uni, I didn't announce it initially because I didn't know if it would fit in with my life. I genuinely didn't know if I'd be able to do it. But actually, I've embraced it. I love it. I'm hooked. I love learning. I'm just a lifelong, avid learner. Even books. If me and my wife are going on holiday at the airport, I'm just there, like, looking at books. I just want to buy them all. Makes me sharper, smarter, better in business. Gives me more clarity when I'm teaching as a trainer as well. So rather than just saying, in my experience, I can now confidently say, this is the law. I'm learning new things every day, but studying law has confirmed a lot of what I already knew. Some of the cases that I've personally seen, it's like, oh, that makes sense now. I can now categorically say, this is the case. So yeah, I'm more confident now, even more confident, as a businessman, a property investor, and as a property trainer and coach and mentor. More articulate, I'd say, and more dangerous. Believe me, you want me in your corner fighting with you in business. And I think I might need to do another video, though, exposing all the nonsense taught by these property trainers who just wrap you up in red tape, claiming that they know compliance when they actually don't have a clue, and telling you need to spend thousands of pounds on compliance before you've even made any money in property yourself. I have talked about this a lot for the last few years in my academy, but I've never given you the actual legal truths behind property compliance, the myths, the lies, what you actually need and what you actually don't need to start a rent-to-rent business, a deal sourcing business, to do joint ventures. So maybe I should do a whole video on that. Compliance, the truth about compliance. What do you think? Let me know in the comments if you'd like to see that video. Because that's why I'm studying law, to be able to make videos like this. I'm studying law because I want to be able to revolutionize the industry. And trust me, if you're teaching property without knowing the legal framework, you're not a mentor. You're a fake teacher. You're a liability. And it needs to start being called out now. And this is the best part of this video right now. Are you ready? This is the ridiculous part. This is going to blow your way right now. Yeah, of course, you want to see more videos of me talking about law and property and stuff like that. But here's the thing. I am running a full one-day training program. And this is going to be in London, Manchester, and Birmingham. One-day full training program with me. Tickets are just £47. I mean, some books cost £47. But right now, there's an early bird offer where you can get a ticket for just £9.99. And it doesn't get any more crazy than that. When you arrive, I'll meet you on the program. I'm going to give you a copy of my property best-selling book, which means that the course is basically free. So if you want to come and spend a day training with me where we can help you in your property business, you can meet the team, get your early bird ticket now, link in bio, and also let me know if you want to see that compliance video. I think I'm going to make it anyway, but let me know if you want to see it in the comments. I'll see you next time.